Where are you going?
Back to my room.
I haven't seen you.
I have told you already. I have much to do.
Writing letters. My dearest love, I cannot live unless I have more of your company and your indulgence.
My indulgence?
I must have more of you. Please. Dearest heart, please.
Let go of my hand. I will be mistress of my own time, Mr. Lovelace, and my actions, without being called upon for account.
What have I done?
Stand aside.
What does Miss Howe write?
Nothing that concerns you.
Everything that concerns me.
I will return to my room.
Please don't! I am impolite and impatient. I'm sorry. I am unused to dealing with a lady as delicate as yourself. Forgive me. I will aim to behave quite differently and with greater consideration.
I desire your absence, sir. Perhaps in light of your new, more courteous behaviour, you will grant me what I have requested.
I will leave, as I have said, as soon as I believe you are safe. Though the information you have recently given me concerning your brother's plot and Captain Singleton has made me considerably more anxious.
I too am also greatly concerned by my brother's plotting.
Well then, have you decided on which accommodation you would prefer? My aunt, Lady Betty, and my cousin Charlotte would be delighted to have your company. Though your whereabouts at Montague Hall would be soon known. I could set you up in private lodgings, though a newcomer in any town invites chattering, so perhaps London might be best. Where there are so many, no one is commented upon.
You feel that London, due to its vastness, would be safer?
I do.
Then secure lodging in London, Mr. Lovelace.
I only wished for your freedom, madam. My struggle was for, I hoped, your greater happiness.
Mr. Lovelace, I will never be in humour with myself as regards meeting you, or for your seducing me away.
Seducing you away?
I will always believe there was some assisted cunning in my flight, Mr. Lovelace. Anna Howe has brought certain things to my attention.
Oh, what things?
It is no matter now. These are my regrets and my folly. Nothing can rectify them. They are done. But every day you insist on staying. My reputation is damaged still further, and every hour I grow more uneasy and more dissatisfied with you and myself.
There is, of course, another path we could follow.
What would that be?
I hesitate to ask. I...
Please.
If you would agree, we could arrange a speedy solemnization. And that, if delicately handled, that might make way for a reconciliation with your family and friends. Marriage. Clarissa. So that I may honour you every day.
Let me go.